Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Be, Do, and Have, the success sequence to creating anything and everything you want in your life, where I give you another master key of success, which is the proper sequence of success to creating your desires into your physical reality, which is to vibrationally become your desires first by getting happy now. Then take inspired action, then allow and expect your desires to come to you. And then you will be, do, and have what you want in your life. But the sequence of success is be happy first. Then you will be, do, and have what you want, contrary to the backwards pattern we have been taught, which is do, have, and then be, or take lots of action to try to get what you want so that you can be happy. But the pattern is the pattern of unhappiness. That pattern is the pattern of unhappiness and ultimate failure, not happiness and success. You must get happy first, then you will be, do, and have what you want in your life. So enjoy my video and podcast, Be, Do, and Have, the success sequence to creating everything and everything you want in your life. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos and podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happy, happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at Zakaran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, The Amazing, The Master, Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Be, do, and have the success sequence to creating anything and everything you want in your life. The magical process of creating anything and everything you desire to be, do, and have in your life is that exact sequence. First, you must vibrationally be what you want. Then you must take action, do. And then you will physically have what you want. In order to create a desire into physical reality, you must first be your desire. You must become your desire. If you want more money, you must vibrationally become richer. You must vibrationally become abundant. You must think and feel money and wealth, abundance and prosperity. You must vibrationally become a rich person in your mind and vibration first, and then you will attract through vibrational resonance the like vibration of money and riches and the physical manifestations of wealth and abundance into your life. If you want better relationships or that special lover or soulmate who is an absolute delight to be around and who is caring and considerate and generous and giving and fun and adventurous and an amazing lover, etc., you must first become vibrationally the kind of person who is a delight to be around, and who is caring and considerate and generous and giving and fun and adventurous, etc., yourself. And then you will attract through vibrational resonance a like-minded, like-vibrational person who is also vibrating those same qualities. Whatever your desires are, you must vibrationally become those desires. You must think as a person who has those things thinks. And you must act as a person who has those things acts. Step one is desire and vibrate that desire. That means vibrate the good feelings and the joy and the excitement of being, doing, and having that desire. Not vibrating the absence of your desire, because you are thinking about the lack of your desire. So, the next step is do. If you think you can just magically attract everything you desire by meditating and affirming your desire, you are deluding yourself because you are missing the next step, which is do. Get off your ass and jam, my friend. But the key with step two is not to be desperate. And not do the desperate throw mud on the wall and see what sticks type of action. The key with action is not to take motivated action, which is action to avoid what you don't like and don't want, and instead to take inspired action, which is action focused towards what you do want. That is why it is imperative to do step one first, to be, before you do step two of do. If you just jump straight into action, if you just jump straight into do, like most people do, without being your desire first, you will just be doing motivated, desperate action to get away from the absence of your desire, and that kind of desperate action gets you nowhere fast. You just run around like a chicken with your head cut off. So you're literally running around like a chicken with your head cut off because your mind, the most powerful creation tool you have, is not focused upon what you want. It is not focused at all. Focus is the key ingredient of do to make do be efficient. Unfocused action is headless chicken action. Focused action is eagle vision action. Laser focused action. That is 100% focused on the prize. That's the kind of action that creates millions and immense success and top 10 songs and top-selling books and blockbusting movies. Laser focus is what wins championships and gets the gold medal. Inspired action is energizing and exciting and fun and doesn't feel like work. Whereas motivated action is tiring and boring and draining and seems to get no positive results, no matter how much you try, no matter how much you do. Motivated action is no fun, whereas inspired action, even if you work very long hours, is exciting and fun and generates massive results, but with relatively small action compared to the minimal results that motivated action produces. Now, the next step is theoretically the easy part. I say theoretically. Step three is have. And the magic key to having what you want is to allow and expect your desires to come to you without doubt. I repeat, without doubt. And now we swing back to be again and having laser focus on vibrationally having your desire, being, becoming that desire, and feeling the good feeling thoughts of being, doing, and having your desires, rather than the bad feeling thoughts of not being, doing, and having what you want. So step three is the most passive step. It is the faith step. It is the trust step. It is the step where you trust in and have faith that anything and everything you desire is on its way to you in divine timing. And just like ordering products online, you know your desire, what you've ordered is coming to you, but you just don't know exactly when it's going to come. You've got to learn how to enjoy the excitement of being, doing, and having your delicious desires, even though it is not here yet. You must get to a place where your life is like a restaurant. You've looked at the menu, and you've put in your order with the cute little waitress, and you know Alphonse, and now I'm using the word Alfonso. So let's say your cute little waitress, Angel, is back there whipping up your gourmet meal. You know it's coming. Well, Alfonso's the chef. Okay, so you put the little ordering with Angel, your waitress. And then you know Alfonso, the awesome Michelin star chef, is back there whipping up your gourmet meal. You know it's coming. You know Alfonso's putting that thing together. You love his food, and you enjoy the excitement of when that gourmet meal is going to come to you, when you're sinking your teeth into that delectable, delicious meal. So step three is, again, similar to step one. You've got to vibrationally be what you want, then vibrationally have what you want by feeling the wonderful feelings of being your desire. Then you will physically have the manifestation of your desire. So be what you want by becoming the vibrational match of your desire. Take inspired action and do what feels good towards achieving your desires. And then be the kind of person who vibrationally is, does, and has what you desire. And you will be, do, and have anything and everything that you want in your life. So there you go. You have received the magical step-by-step, 1, 2, 3, be, do, and have sequence of being, doing, and having whatever you want in your life. And this magical sequence of creation is quite simple. But as the classic saying goes, easy to say, but not so easy to do. But this magical sequence of creation is your natural way of being. So all you have to do is unlearn all the crap you've been taught otherwise and stop blocking your own pathway to abundance and riches and wealth and everything you desire, and everything will come to you easily. But because most people have 20 plus years of negative limited programming, it can be a tad hard to stop that old sabotage train that has so much momentum and seems like its brakes have been cut. But the key to your liberation is to just stop feeding fuel into the old train and just feed fuel into your new be, do, and have train, the train of what you want. The pattern you were taught by society is backwards and has been sabotaging your success. Instead of be, do, and have, you've been taught to do, have, and then be. In other words, you were taught to take massive, motivated action to try to kill what you hate, and then what will be left will be what you want. And you will finally have what you want, and that will make you happy. It'll make you be happy. But looking towards outside sources as the source of your happiness is not only backwards, but is absolutely futile, because you have no creative control over outside circumstances and people. Your only creative control is your own happiness in this moment. If you must rely upon the manifestation of your desires to make you happy, then you are putting yourself in a very powerless position and giving everyone and everything outside of you control over your life and control of your happiness and joy. That is a very powerless position. And that is no way to live. That is slavery, not freedom. But the success sequence is really be, do, and have. In other words, be happy now, even though you don't have what you want yet. Take inspired, fun, exciting, adventurous action towards the realization of your goals and dreams, which is fun and brings you more joy. And then enjoy the fun, exciting feelings of being, doing, and having your desires. And then you will have what you want. In other words, be happy first by focusing on the realization of your dreams and appreciate the wonderful things already in your life. And then the better you feel, the easier you will manifest those things that you know will feel good to be, do, and have in your life. And then you will be being, doing, and having what you want, which makes you feel even better, which makes you a vibrational match to more of your dreams and desires, which manifests those things into your life, which makes you desire more wonderful things because it's fun to desire, and fun to experience the powerful journey of manifesting those desires in a physical reality. And it's fun to delight in your awesome power of creation and the awesome power of creation of the universe and source and the law of attraction. And the more goodness you allow to flow through you, the better you feel. And so you feel more wonderful and even more unexpected, surprising, and delighting things manifest into your life that bring you more joy and more things to surprise and delight you. And more fun and adventure and excitement and abundance and more love comes to you because all of the wonderful feelings you have every day are all vibrational matches to your joyful manifestations, and you live an absolutely magical, abundant, love-filled, joy-filled, fulfilling life forever and ever. And you live happily ever after. Woohoo! Now, master of creation, master of being, doing, and having that you truly are. If you have had a case of temporary amnesia and have forgotten this magical sequence of creation, and you need some help getting back on track to the be, do, and have track, I will be more than happy to guide and support you to master this sequence of creation in your life so that you can finally and easily make your dreams come true. So contact me now at freesession.info. That's freesession.info. I'll give you a free guidance and coaching session to get you on track. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to co-creating wonderful things with you. That's freesession.info. So contact me now, and let's get you on the road to freedom, my friend. All right. Thank you for watching this video. Please share with your friends. If you got something from it, please bless them with these teachings. Come visit me at sakiron.com for more supportive goodies for you to be an empowered creative reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!